Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street, just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny side of life. Sure of it, all of it, sure of it, some
Well, just a little taste of what may be coming down the road here. The voice of the guest of the Jazz Cat himself. I won't spoil the surprise, but what a beautiful voice, isn't it? And you'll be able to hear her in conversation in a moment. So without further ado, let me bring on the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, and the segment Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Hey, terrific, Leroy. Why don't you take it away?
Well, beautiful. We know anytime you play that beautiful voice, you couldn't spoil you one thing. You know, it's a gorgeous woman and a gorgeous voice. Her name is Roberta Gamberini. Hey, Roberta.
Hello, hello. Very happy. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we had to do it because you're such a special person.
Thank you.
You know, the world is so fascinated by stories. I guess the ritual must be ingrained in us as children, but, you know, the movies, and especially jazz, is founded on expressing these emotions. Is there any particular song that moves you with this story, or do you have one that you wish to tell?
Yeah, well, every song, in a way, moves you with a story, because every song is a story, per se. I particularly love, I love all of the songs I do. Some of them have stories that are more tied to my personal history. For example, a funny thing is that there are songs that are very close to me since my childhood. For example, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes happened to be my mom and dad's favorite song. And actually, I was named after the vaudeville, the musical review, not the vaudeville, it was a musical review that originated the Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and I think Yesterday's too, was that, which was Roberta.
Yeah.
So that's why my parents call me.
Oh, beautiful.
Call me So-So. And I wanted to put it also, I put it also on my first album because it's my mom's and dad's theme song. So it could be songs like this, but per se, every song tells a specific story, and there are some stories that I am more drawn to. For example, for me, a special song is Lush Life.
Yeah.
It has traveled with me everywhere, and I'm never getting tired of it. And as you know, it's a pretty heartbreaking story to tell. But it's beautiful. The combination of music and stories is something great.
Well, you know, your parents seem to have done it wonderfully. They brought you in with music.
Yeah, they actually met at a jazz concert, and a lot of other people in my family did. They just loved this specific type of music, jazz, and they brought me along when I was very little to see concerts and to hear the greats. I saw Dizzy, I saw Moody when I was little.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because, you know, when I think of jazz, I don't think of Italy, but when there are obviously some great influences there from your parents, and so you obviously got a chance to see some of those wonderful things growing up.
Yes, especially when I was growing up, like in the mid-80s, all during the 80s, late 80s, beginning of the 80s. It was a moment when a lot of great players used to come, especially to northern Italy. There was a little network of jazz clubs. There were really places where people would go to hear music, and they were set in really nice settings. One was underneath, like a little French cave with the brick walls. And there were very tiny places. There was one in Biella, which is a little town in the north of Torino, and another in Ivrea. And at the time, it was a circuit that was played by very often by people like Harry Sweets Edison, Lockjaw Davis, Sweets and Jaws, Al Kahn, Zoot Sims, Dexter Gordon.
Oh, beautiful.
Used to play there a lot. A lot of players. Johnny Griffin, of course.
Oh, wow.
A lot of players used to come there. I even saw Jimmy Witherspoon, one of his latest appearances. A lot of great musicians used to play there. It was fantastic because you could see these people very closely, at a very close distance. It was a great thrill. And then there were also the bigger concert halls where you could see Ella Fitzgerald, the Basie Band.
And,
there was the Torino Jazz Festival. You could see, you know, Elvin Jones and Horace Silver. There was a lot of them. There still is, but especially in that time, during the time when I grew up, there was a lot.
Well, it's always beautiful to see performers in a very intimate place, and especially Italy must be something so romantically beautiful. Do you like to do intimate concerts, or do you prefer the larger venues?
No, I like intimate concerts.
Yeah,
I like. Especially those types of clubs. There are a bunch of those clubs around Europe. I recently play a little tour in a European tour of a very small clubs with a great tradition.
Right.
Everybody plays there, and like the one in Hanover or Birdland in Neuburg, Germany. And they're all kind, you know, they're kind of very cozy, and the audience is wonderful. And so I really like, I like both. I like also big stages. It always depends on the audience. It's always the audience that makes half of the concert.
They're part of the music, too.
Yes, exactly.
This is Leroy Downs. You're listening to the show Live with the Jazz Cat here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Now, I was at USC quite some years ago, and I believe Roy Hargrove was performing. But I was speaking with your manager, Larry Clothier.
Mm-hmm.
You hadn't even hit the scene yet, and he was raving over you, and you must have just recorded something in the studio. And we went outside, and he pulled out either a mini disc or a CD that he burned, and he let me hear it. So I was listening to you, and we were both saying how big you were going to be.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, I met Larry in New York through some common acquaintances, and we started working together in the year, I think it was the year 2000. So we go not a super long way, but we go a relatively long way.
Yeah.
It's almost even it's more than 7 years now. So
that's some time.
Yeah, that is some time. But it takes time, because when I came in from Europe, not really knowing anybody. I came in 1998, and I had an artist scholarship that was called the Artist Diploma.
Yeah.
The New England Conservatory in Boston, Massachusetts. But the very same year, I entered the Thelonious Monk competition.
Yeah.
And so I met, it went very well, I got third prize. I had been in the country for maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So it was a cultural shock. But it was a great experience. And I met many musicians, and I started having opportunities to play in the city, which is New York. So I remember my first concert was with Jimmy Heath at the Schoenberg Center in Harlem.
Wow.
So I started, doing a lot of things in New York, and I had basically decided that I had to move to New York from Boston the following year.
Your heart told you that you had to get to New York.
Yeah. I felt that way immediately. As soon as I got to New York, I said, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, New York is the mecca of the music.
Yeah, but I also had a feeling almost like home, and probably it's due to the fact that I had been listening to this music for so long. It was such a long love affair with jazz that New York felt almost like a place where I've been before somehow,
yeah.
That I knew before.
It's
and
deja
it still
vu.
Feels that way. It feels that way. It really feels like home.
Well, we're glad that you have the opportunity to dance with the music as often as you do. You know, I just interviewed Slide Hampton a few weeks ago, and we talked about you and how perfect he said your voice worked for the Grammy Award-winning arrangement of Stardust for you and the Dizzy Gillespie All-Star Big Band.
Oh, my God, this is a great compliment coming from a great musician, one of my idols, Slide Hampton. first of all, I have to say, the arrangement, the arrangement you mentioned,
yes.
Stardust, and all the arrangements that he did for the Dizzy Gillespie, All Stars Big Band, is fantastic. So when the arrangements are so so beautiful, so profound, they pull things out of you.
Right.
That's what I wanted to say. And it's fantastic. You know, with this big band, it's such a great thrill to work with this big band, and I get the chance to sing the lyric, but also in a way to be an instrument among the instruments. And it's a very exciting thing. The writing, Sly's writing for this big band with voice is not the usual. I mean, it's not a canonical, just big band accompanying a voice. It's an all-encompassing thing. He uses all the possibilities of the human voice, both in section with the horns, and both, you know, as a responsible for the lyrics. And he does it so beautifully that it becomes something really fresh and new. I'm very excited, and I feel blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you're very much loved here on the Monterey Peninsula, and I've had the wonderful opportunity of being the master of ceremonies twice on stage with you at the Monterey Jazz Festival. You did, I recall early on that you did some recording here in Monterey. You have two recordings out?
No, the first recording that I did, it never came out, and I did it a long time ago in Big Sur, actually.
Right,
I love
right.
Big Sur, that's my favorite place on earth. It was like meant to be like a demo recording, but it came out very good, and a lot of people were on it. George Mraz was on it, Eric Gunnison,
right.
Al Foster,
Willie Jones,
Roy also played. So maybe one day we'll put it out, but you know, it was a long time ago. It was in 2001.
I remember.
And then after that, we did other recordings, and we did the recording that became Easy to Love. And so, you know, we started thinking forward, so we didn't think anymore about the things we did before.
So. You're listening to Roberta Gamberini on the show called Live with the Jazz Cat right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, I want to talk about that album Easy to Love because I'm working at a jazz lounge here in downtown Los Angeles. It's brand new. It's gorgeous. It's called the Edison. When you come down here, you'll have to check it out. But I also DJ there, and I spin jazz music all night long for the patrons.
Oh, great.
And I'm telling you, your version of Sunny Side of the Street gets them up and dancing on their feet. I mean,
really? Oh my
instead
God.
Of the crowd just sitting, listening, and watching, I mean, you know, what do you think will take for jazz music to become interactive again?
I think only just a little bit more exposure.
Yeah.
Like more people like you who spin the music, and because when the... when people hear it, they spontaneously react to it. The problem is that we don't have a lot of mass channels of communication.
Right.
So maybe it'll take a little bit more time, and sometimes it takes for the people to go and find the music, you know, because it's not out there every night on the public TV and prime time.
Right.
So that's all it takes, because the rest, the music takes care of everything. And a lot of times we tend to forget that jazz was born as dancing music.
That's right.
To dance to, so it's a natural, spontaneous reaction.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. You know, I'm producing a jazz television show, and I've completed a feature, and actually has Diane Reeves and Russell Malone on it. So I'm out pitching this show, you know, but it's just the executives of television stations, they don't get it yet. We gotta make them understand.
Yeah. So but you know, it will take some time, but these are the right things to do. So with a collective effort, I believe one day, you know, we'll see, you know, jazz again.
I think we will.
As a popular form of music.
Now, Tamir Hendelman introduced us at one of your gigs you had here in Los Angeles in Glendale.
Yeah.
And he was about to get married at that time, and we were having a conversation about love and the special moments that mates have between each other. And you and Tamir both have been very kind and supportive, you know, of me, and especially with the recent loss of my beautiful girl, Hydas. And I truly thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I feel that same genuine, loving kindness expressed in your performance as well as your persona.
Oh, my God, this is a great compliment. You know, that's what we are there for on the stage, at least in my opinion and in my experience of all the musicians that I met and worked with. That's really the only reason. I mean, the only reason why you would do, and you would go through a lot of, we go through a lot of sacrifices, and the lifestyle is tiring, you know, traveling and everything. You put all of your life into it, and the ultimate reason why you do it is because you have some love inside that you want to communicate to other people. When push comes to shove, that's really the only reason that it's love in a pure form is the only way you can face all the difficult things you have to face when you want to do this work, when you want to be a singer, be a performing musician. And that I saw in all the great musicians that I was so lucky to encounter. I see it in James Moody, in Hank Jones. I saw it in Benny Carter. That's really the primal force that drives us all. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any other reason strong enough, because money is not as strong as that other.
Well, speaking of great musicians, you know, so many of them, you know, have been leaving us lately or becoming ill. But one of them that is recovering happens to be right next to you right now. Mr. Hank Jones is at your place, right?
Yeah, he's been recovering very well, and he's here with me now. Mr. Jones, do you want to say hi on the radio?
Let's say hello to Hank.
Hi.
Hank Jones.
How are you? This is Hank Jones.
This is Leroy Downs, and
I'm not hearing you very well.
Oh, okay. I'll speak up louder. This is Leroy Downs, and you are being broadcast on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And it's such a pleasure to have you with us. We know that just recently you haven't been feeling the best, but you sound wonderful.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm feeling a lot better, much better the last couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah.
I'm getting more strength in my legs, and I just feel generally better all over.
Well, we're happy to hear that. You know, I was honored to be on stage with you in Monterey. I got a chance to introduce you and Roberta, so it was special spending that time with you.
Well, it was a great honor for me, and I enjoyed being on the stage with you. Are you going to be? You're BGO, aren't you?
No, this is out in Carmel, 1410 AM.
Oh, I see.
So we're out near on the Monterey Peninsula.
Oh, I see, California. I see.
Yes. Now,
long ways from BGO.
Yeah. How's Abby doing? How's she feeling?
Well, you know, I haven't seen Abby since we were both discharged from the hospital. And it's a funny thing, you know, some sort of a coincidence. You know, we both went into the hospital the same day, had the same operation at the same time, and we're discharged at the same time, about maybe 2 weeks later, 2.5 weeks later.
Wow.
Quite a coincidence, right?
Yeah, quite.
But anyway, she's doing well as far as I know. I haven't heard anything that to the contrary.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little while. She's probably like I am. After you're released from the hospital, you have to spend, maybe 2 or 3 weeks or maybe more in rehab. And that's probably what Abby's going through now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll be okay.
Well, listen, Hank, I'd love to get you back on yourself for a special segment.
Oh,
and so possibly we'll talk to you a little bit later soon as well.
Very good. I'd love to do that.
All right. Great, Hank.
Very
thanks
nice
so
talking
much.
With you.
That's beautiful.
Hello.
Hey, Roberta.
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, you know, I have one little thing left, and this is gonna maybe make you laugh, Roberta. You know, improvisation is a key element in our music.
Mm-hmm.
And the spontaneity and of creation is always refreshing and exciting. Now, I always have some music in my head. I don't play an instrument, but I consider myself a musician. And you don't know this, but I go around doing this air trombone thing all of the time. And I saw you on stage in Monterey, and I'm like, you stole my instrument.
Oh, my God, really?
But what I thought would be cute is that if we picked a song, and then maybe we can kind of do like a little impromptu trombone duet.
Wow, yeah. Well, what song would you want?
Oh, you tell me. You know, why don't we do Sunny Side of the Street?
Okay.
Now, since you're probably better at this, then I better start, and then you just come in.
All right.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. So you want me to do the trombone imitation?
We'll both do it.
All right.
We'll both do it. Okay, this is a world premiere, two trombones on the air, Leroy Downs and Miss Roberta Gamberini.
Okay, I'll pick the key. Because
okay.
The trombone is a little bit different than with the voice.
All right, you go.
Wow. And happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday and all happiness. Thanks to Gary Hamada. Thanks to all the people at the radio station in Carmel.
Absolutely.
Fantastic place.
You've been listening to the wonderful Roberta Gamberini right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio on the For Locals Only show with my man, Mr. Gary Hamada.
I don't think it's going to get much better than that. In the moment, jazz at its best, Roberta Gamberini and Leroy Downs, Men of Hidden Talents.
Exactly. That was
the first.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's hear the vote. Here's off the album, Easy to Love, I Can't Pass It Up. We've got to listen to On the Sunny Side of the Street. Here's Roberta Gamberini on the album, Easy to Love.
You'd ever go, you surely get what you need. Just direct your feet right down the sunny side of life, the very sunny. Come on, come now. I know for sure there is a way to be on the sunny side of life. All that you have to do is listen to the sound that goes on to stay. Yes, it will never ever fade away. Come on and just see what happens. That happy sound that's coming on is the sound of a tenor saxophone that is played with heart and soul by Mr. Sunnystead. Just to be the sunny side. There comes a loving sound to sing the song that I'm sure I know is dizzy. Blow now. Come One do do ya move a shiri ya move a boy a move a baba sunny side, the groovy side, the fairy side of the street. Not if I go down, that never will never be bad. If you get a lie like that, can't you hear that bitter, better, bitter, better sound? For that bitter, better sound is like a tapping sound. Yes, yeah, the sound of joy lingering on, over and out. Can't you hear the sound of joy and happiness coming over? We're getting to the stars. Shoop to we are moving up through and we're moving up. We are looking up indeed up, shitty up, moving down. Grabbing everything that you really got. Come along, never ever give it up, cause you'll get a little funny walking on the sunny side of the street. You'll never get away, dear, stay up there. So take my call, it's time to have a ball. Cause I gotta be true when I say that I really go mad if I get my way and be taking a walk on the wonderful side of the road. Cause it's all that I really do search and I want him to get along. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep and just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter path that goes? Ooh, the happy tune is your step. Life can be divine on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crosses over. If I never had one cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. There is gold dust at my feet on the sunny, on the shady, on the sunny side of the street. Boo 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 bo